Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pastor Clennard Howard Childress is our guest. BlackGenocide.org is the website. Pastor, you were getting into abortion statistics. I've seen hundreds of mainstream news articles from major prestigious research institutions that it causes cervical, that it causes massive increases of cancer in the uterus, in the breast, because it interrupts a normal cycle, and it's very, very dangerous for the body. And we're sending a crew to interview you about this for an upcoming film. But this is a fact, and women need to know this. And then there's all the evidence of how they push abortion once people get to the Planned Parenthood facility. But I want you to continue on any other points you think are most important. Then I want to get into African Americans. Black people in this country, but all over the world, need to know that their leaders are worse than Judas Iscariot. They are there. They are financed. Because if the system comes to you and says, hi, I'm a Nazi, I want to kill you, black people are going to run. But if they come and say, I'm a loving liberal, I'm going to keep you safe from the Ku Klux Klan. Well, the Ku Klux Klan's pretty bad, but they haven't killed 16 million people. I found it's the Birkenstock-wearing fake liberal. When you really corner them, they hate black people, they hate life, they hate humanity. They and their green police want to get rid of the majority of the world population.
Absolutely. Well, especially when it comes let me get back to this one health point of view, because people say, well, how does it affect me as a woman when you say breast cancer? How does that come about? Well, if you miscarry, your brain picks that up and sends messages throughout the body to shut down. If it's surgically done, the child, or if you have an abortion, the brain does not pick that up. And it begins to send out impulses to the rest of the body as if you have a child. And the greatest damage done is in the breast, because by the time the brain figures out there's no baby there,
The science shows. There's a massive hormone flux.
Exactly.
That's why mammals get cancers thousands of times more often than sharks, because sharks don't have hormones.
Right. And isn't it amazing that Planned Parenthood, the leading abortion provider, does not share that information with a woman coming in for the first time for an abortion? That is negligence. That's medical negligence. But yet no one holds them accountable, which allows me to segue over to what, you know, all data proves right now is, and I know this program, just for the few minutes I've been on it, has been sounding this alarm, and it's very important. That unfortunately, folks, the government is very deep in this eugenics mindset and movement globally, and so they stepped back a few years ago and picked an entity to lead the charge where they could be basically undercover in their intent and agenda to control the numbers of the world, but especially, of course, African Americans, and they picked Planned Parenthood. And they get $1 million each day, $350 million of taxpayer money by both administrations, whether it's been Democrat or whether it's been Republican. And so we find that this is an agenda of elitists that are getting this support from government to continue the eugenic practices of sterilization, abortion, and seducing third world countries into taking this in as a part of their day-to-day. So this is going on, and there's only one way I believe it could ever come to a close or to a stop, is that for the voices of the people to be united as one and to be informed. And because it's so massive, it would take a massive movement to address this ill and have the data. And now this is a day that we do have the data to point out that these eugenic elitists have infiltrated just about every neighborhood.
All right, Pastor, stay there. We're going to break it down on the other side. Long segment coming up. BlackGenocide.org.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
What you've been hearing is not our opinion. I've never met the Reverend. He's never met me. His website, Black Genocide, is the same as whatistheendgame.com or Endgame. It's the facts. It's their own writings, their own program, their own operation. And I just wanted to add that Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey and others, with the Rockefellers, the fathers of this, they literally funded Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and Hitler, that this is their program of control. This is what they're into. These are the most vicious control freaks you can imagine. And when you expand on that and you realize that the CPS, it's not enough to kill 52% of the black kids, and the CPS takes more black children than any other children. Statistically, they're 5 to 7 times more likely to abuse children they have. They then drug them. The average foster child, more than 2/3 in the U.S., are on multiple drugs. The average child that's on drugs is on 7. That's government numbers. This is about destroying minds. This is a cold-blooded operation, and this ties into everything. Everything always goes back to eugenics, and I didn't even know what eugenics was 15 years ago. I've been doing my research, studying the global structure, who runs it, their own writings. This is what they are obsessed with. You have the UN saying the carbon taxes are about destroying industrial society, bankrupting people. Then if you're poor, they're going to take your children. It's just State Department Memorandum 200 put out by Henry Kissinger telling the third world, get rid of half your people or you don't get IMF World Bank money. This is what they're doing. Now, going back to Pastor Childress, of blackgenocide.org. And again, our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv on the eugenics subject, whatistheendgame.com. Pastor, continuing, this is key. We know that abortion, even one abortion, massively increases your cancer risk in different parts of the body that are involved in pregnancy and hormones. We know it causes the women to have miscarriages when they try to have children. The women are not being told that people would like to adopt those children. They're told nobody wants a black child. But again, this is being done to everybody, but particularly black folks. We've got to get this message out to people and point out this is racist genocide, because I see black leaders and every other group are given football issues. All day it's about racism and how the black leaders are going to protect you and how Hispanic leaders are going to protect them, but it's all run by the same groups. I mean, how do you sit there and watch this? I mean, how do you fight it every day, but what is it like for you inside to know these people are doing this, and have you ever confronted them?
Oh, absolutely. That's my job right now. It just evolved, but I picketed the NAACP last July. I follow them until they bring this onto the floor in discussion. They will be picketed no matter where they go in their national convention. I have a friend, Yvonne Yule, who covers the Detroit event that they do each year. We are determined that this comes to the forefront of discussion. We made some headway recently in the last few years, but it's so ingrained, it's very much a part of the political system, and they're protecting it like you never would believe. You have the whole Congressional Black Caucus bought, literally, and this is staggering that most people would say, well, you can't buy a whole group of people of that magnitude. Well, I beg to differ with you. They are bought, and they all fight to make sure that this is never, that they are not held accountable on this information. And especially the fact it's affecting African Americans more than any other group in the country. The fact is that more African American babies have been killed by abortion during the past 30 some odd years than if you were combined, if you were to combine all other causes, AIDS, violent crime, accidents, cancer, heart disease, it wouldn't come to half of the amount that abortion has killed in the African-American community. So how in the world can you not bring this to the table? It should be discussed in the interest of health. Forget the political ramifications. Just in the interest of women's health, it should be discussed. And see, when you see leaders, and black women too, black congressmen women, so when you see them refuse, Sheila Waters, when you see them refuse to say anything, there's another agenda. They have been bought. They have interest, invested interest. And I often say if abortion was not lucrative, it would not be legal. And they are benefiting off of the blood of African-American babies, and their silence is bought. And so it's up to programs like yourself and especially the community leaders of, and especially the church, to continue to sound the alarm. Our African-American leadership, now it's reached the pinnacle because, yes, I'm happy that race was no longer a barrier to the Oval Office, but Dr. King said we were not to judge by the color of skin but by the content of character. And now you more or less in the Oval Office have the face of black genocide. And this is an ideology of Barack Obama that where he is relentless, and that's all that's behind the health reform bill, the promise he made to Planned Parenthood that abortion would be on demand and that government would pay for it. And so every taxpayer right now should
Travis County just passed a law, it's the only county in Texas to do it, where I have to pay for abortions. I have to pay for murdering children. So I don't sell out to the New World Order eugenicist. I don't support abortion, but they don't care. They're still going to take my money and make me be a party to killing people in Austin, Texas, the city that resides in the county of Travis County. And expanding on that, you talk about blood on the hands of these people. They sell it like it's some wonderful sacrament or a rite or a fun thing. And people get wild-eyed when they talk about abortion. But the point is, it has its roots in exterminating people, and it gives them cancer. And you got more than half of the black people never existing, being murdered in their womb. It's maiming and wounding these women. And can we put 2 + 2 together? You got Bill Gates, whose daddy ran Planned Parenthood, always giving eugenics speeches, but he's got special shots for all the African kids. It's not enough for him that they're killing half or more than half the blacks here. He's got something special for him, and he's got Oprah Winfrey, who it turns out is in secret meetings to go over to Africa with her TV network to say, roll your sleeves up, mama. We got something good for you.
Absolutely, and this is what needs to be. See, they're going to be, I believe, a day of reckoning is coming. But the data now is surfacing in places where they never thought it would get to. And the college campuses hopefully will be the spawning ground for a move of social activism that we've never seen before. But you have named the players. You have also named those, more or less, who are literally being prostituted, African-Americans, that have said, okay, we'll play this game for the dollar.
And look at the power she's given. Look at the power Obama's given. I mean, here's Obama massively increasing abortion and pushing abortions worldwide and all of this. I mean, it's so evil. He is the 21st century version of the blacks that Margaret Sanger went out and found so she could put a black face on her murder.
Absolutely. That's exactly where I believe he was elected. And so he got the money. And people today, they're still not questioning how he was able to raise the money he was raising. But that's another program.
Four times the money that McCain got from Wall Street.
Absolutely. So you see here, this is massive. We're not, but we shouldn't be intimidated. We should continue to, I believe, truth crushed to earth will rise again. And if
look at the numbers. 35 years ago when they got, 36 years ago when they got Roe v. Wade through, 55-60%, depending on the poll, were pro-abortion. They believed it was just a blob of tissue they were lied to. But thanks to the 3D imaging and all of it and the truth,
yes.
Now I see polls of over 70% nationally and growing are against abortion.
Absolutely, and that's the good news, folks. That's the excellent news, that the word is shifting opinion. And we need that shift to happen simply because it is going to intimidate the weaker ones, and hopefully not going along with this current agenda of the president, an agenda that basically is just like the words of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and I still am shocked over those words. Because
we passed, she said, and in fact, quote her, but to paraphrase, she said, and this was last year, she said, we passed Roe v. Wade to get rid of undesirable people.
And you bottom lined it, that's right. And people should be in just outraged that you mean you didn't do this based on constitutional law? You mean you didn't study the Constitution, then come up with your decision? Your decision, you're telling me, was based on an elitist group of people deciding we're going to reduce some numbers. It was based on ideology, not law. That is scary to no end.
Reverend,
and to sit there calmly saying it in an interview is even more shocking. And, of course, I never would think the New York Times would print it, but, of course, they figured they had an in, they had a scoop, and they did. But we should, where is that?
And Nancy Pelosi.
Where's Jesse Jackson? Where are they at? They said nothing.
Nancy Pelosi, on one of the Sunday morning shows, said we've got to fund abortion because that'll get rid of people and cut the carbon footprint. I mean, this is what they talk about this so much behind closed doors, they're now doing it right out in the open.
It's frightening. It's frightening that there's still no outrage over it. And we're going to continue. My hometown newspaper refused to put the quote in the paper, and which we're going to take some legal action, is that they don't want to admit what we have been saying all along. This is targeted genocide. It is a universal movement of these globalists that you will teach your audience about. And it's important for us to become informed, that we then become active in social activism. I believe because there is a God, that we can turn this thing around.
Absolutely. Reverend, stay there. We're going to skip this break. It's a network break. We're skipping it so we have more time with the Reverend. This is such an important subject. But I would just say to black folks listening right now, white people, it doesn't matter. You need to go to your NAACP, you need to go to city council, and you need to every week be there and tell them, stop your genocide, stop your eugenics, stop it. Because if we could get black folks as angry as they get when a cop shoots some black youth who's unarmed, I mean, you got 16 million versus a few hundred blacks getting shot a year. How about instead of getting upset when a cop shoves a plunger in somebody, and that's bad, but it's not 16 million babies chopped up. We know those babies are innocent. How about you get as mad about all these babies as you get as some gang person, you know, dying in a shootout? And that's terrible, but the point is, we know these babies are innocent. How about you get angry about that?
It's a good point, and it's one that I often say, and I keep it in perspective. I agree with you on one end, but isn't this not the greater travesty? Look at the innocent, not allowed to be a partaker of the American dream, not allowed their chance for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I said, and you stand and say nothing. This is gross negligence. This is a great injustice we have done to our own, to the children who are looking up to us to protect. We'll be judged by what we do with our most vulnerable. Right now, the judgment would not be good. We need to turn that around.
Well, look at America. We accepted abortion, and then the women get cancer from it. We accept torture and all these wars, and we're being cursed for it. This nation is being cursed by our own actions. We allow evil to grow and grow and grow. And for me, you know, as a white guy, my number one issue is eugenics. But I can't imagine being a black person out there who goes to all these liberal meetings and NAACP and Republican meetings, whatever it is, and that their number one issue isn't your issue, because it's the only issue. It goes to the heart of who the controllers are, a bunch of murdering racists. And if they'll set up a system to kill more than half the blacks and a big percentage of all the other groups of humans on this planet, what else are they doing? Well, I've done the research and I know. Every major GMO food they approve sterilizes the rats and gives them cancer in all the studies. Mainstream news. The hundreds of chemicals they put in the water under the name fluoride attack the brain, give you cancer, reduce fertility. The vaccines and their own studies do it. The drug insert on the H1N1 said may cause infertility. They know what they're doing. They engineer all of this into what they do. And we have a group of murdering killers in control. And the football, the pageants, all the baloney has to end. You know, the media tells black people, get upset about this issue. And they go along with it. They tell white people, get upset about this issue. We have to stop letting them tell us what to get upset about and get upset about real issues.
Get upset about the real issues, the ones issues that are going to impact you the most generationally. And unfortunately, we still are afraid to confront our own leadership, especially the African-American community. We will not confront our leadership on how they have betrayed this community, the African-American community, for the sake of filthy lucre. They have benefited from power, lust, from dollars for their own self-aggrandizement, and they have not sought the service of the people. This is the greatest travesty ever in the African-American community. The leadership, the African-American leadership, is pitiful. But I'm praying for a revolt.
Well, I absolutely agree with you, and we are seen as weeds. We are seen as trash. We're all being experimented on. And they beta tested it in the black community because that was a group that was slaves and controlled. And it's going on all over the world right now. And it's only getting worse. And people, some of them don't want to believe this because it's so horrifying. But look at history. Look what other elites have done. Look at how all the kings of Mesoamerica, Asia, Middle East, Europe, they were always culling their slaves when there got to be too many of them. And Prince Philip, Prince Charles' father, talks about how he wants to cull us. And all these big professors talk about, and now they're saying they want to genetically test you. They've been taking babies' blood for 37 years without warrants for a secret DNA database at the Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Facility that IBM runs in Cold Springs Harbor, New York. And now they say, we're going to test your blood, and we're going to tell you whether you can have a child or not if statistically we say you have a genetic problem, including being aggressive. So, see, they're also going to mislabel and take full control of our reproductive system. We have to defeat abortion now. And they'll use that line. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Those are the roots of the beginnings of the eugenics. The cycle is happening again. I got ready to read that story. I didn't have a chance to read it, and thank God you expressing it to me, because if that is the terminology that they use, and those are the reasons, that is the basic root of eugenics. They begin to determine even what we call feeble-mindedness, what we call violent, over-aggressive, slowful, lazy. I mean, these are the things that they feel that they want to control, even the behavior of people.
Look at black men and Tuskegee. Look at our own atomic soldiers. Yes. The government does these tests to also test their own people and create cadres of mad scientists that will follow these orders.
Well, it's scary, but we can do it. We can turn it around. We can turn it around.
Well, how do people get you to come speak in their area? Or how do people read your website, become leaders like yourself, and stop the mass murder in their town?
Well, the good news is that there's people like myself that are being birthed each day, it seems like. I'm getting emails off my website, blackgenocide.org. And if there's an organization or a church or you want to somehow do something to get me out there, or someone near in our network to get to you, I most certainly will discuss that with you. We're seeing a wave of social activism beginning to finally surface, and I think it's a God thing. But you can reach me, blackgenocide.org. I also have another website, obominations.com. I did that website in 2007 in an attempt to let the African-American community know of the agenda of Barack Obama, and I'm going to repeat 2007, but nevertheless, I went unheard, but the website is there, obominations.com. We're going to upgrade it with some new articles. You can get in touch with me off of either one of those websites.
Well, we really appreciate the work you're doing, because the heart of the New World Order is this wish to be God, to control technology, to use it against the people instead of empowering the people. And the UN, all these groups state they want a world government with a fake environmental tyranny to control every facet of our lives. And it's not coming. It's already here. And if everybody wants to see their future, look at African Americans. Look at blacks in Africa. Some countries, 45% of the people have HIV. This is all engineered, and if the government's been caught poisoning and killing blacks before, and then all the evidence shows they're doing it again now, abortion, though it's 16 million dead blacks in America, is the tip of the iceberg. It is covert. If somebody will set up a system to make sure more than half of a race dies, they'll do other things covertly, and we've caught them. And that's what my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers. People can get the DVD at Infowars.com. And this issue is coming out because it took from the 1850s to the 1940s for eugenics to go through one big wave of evil and people stand up against it. It then went underground. It's taken us another 60-plus years to wake up to it again. But we're waking up to these devils, and we're going to run them back in their holes with the help of people like the pastor we're talking to today.
God bless you, and I appreciate you for having me.
Well, God bless you, sir. What if people out there don't have internet? Let's say we got some poor East Austin black mothers or Hispanic mothers or white mothers listening right now, but they want to rise up and get politically active. Can you send them a packet of info, or how can they contact you?
Sure. Post office box 157, Montclair, New Jersey, 07042. Once again, Reverend Childress, Childress. Post office box 157, Montclair, New Jersey. We'll also be doing a streaming live program starting in 2 weeks on the Internet. You can get that off of the website and be able to bring updates every day.
Sir, Pastor, keep up your amazing work. Godspeed, and we're all praying for you. We'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Thank you for having me, and you do the same, sir. God bless you.
Take care. God bless you. And I don't want to hear, hey, there's too many people, you know, we got to break a few eggs. Like Pat Robertson said, what, 10 years ago that China was doing a good job with abortion? Oh, you're against abortion of white people, but you want to kill the Chinese and blacks. Folks, you're going to be killed too. Don't you understand? The New World Order wants everybody.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Ray McGovern on what's happening around the planet in the domestic police state, joining us in just a moment. We're carrying a new video by the filmmakers that made the America's Secret Beginnings series that are so professionally produced. They have a new one, A Lamp in the Dark, The Untold History of the Bible. Amazing documentary film, actors, the whole nine yards, a lot of hidden history. A Lamp in the Dark, available right now at InfoWars.com by Christian J. Pinto. The same folks that produced the last three amazing films we also carry at InfoWars.com. And all the books and videos and T-shirts and materials are massively discounted at InfoWars.com. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139 and ask them about some of the combos and specials we're offering. Don't forget, even if you're listening to us on AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite like XM, or internet streams, at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, we have the free Apple iPhone. More than 20,000 people have downloaded the free Apple iPhone app. in the last 3 weeks that we've had this app. Even if you don't have an iPhone, chances are your friends, your family, your neighbors do. You can go to InfoWars.com. There's big banners on the right-hand side. It takes you to the subpage link of the iPhone Apple Store, and it's a free download. You just send that link to your friends and family and tell them, hey, check out the show. They can hear it live, link through to the free podcast, and, of course, it restreams 24 hours a day after we're not live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So that's really growing. We're excited about that, and it's never been easier to wake somebody up by having them tune into the radio show. Okay, for the next 25 minutes, we're joined by Ray McGovern. Really doesn't need much of an introduction here. He's a retired CIA officer, political activist who writes and lectures all over the country. He's also an author and researcher, writes articles for Counterpunch and many other great publications. He is co-founder of Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. Of course, he famously grilled and shut down Rumsfeld when he was lying, saying he never said WMDs were in Iraq. And, of course, Ray McGovern also has been exposing a lot of the things that the government's been doing, some of the staged crises that they use to expand wars and tyranny. And I wanted to get him on a host of issues today. Ray, good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be with you.
So much is going on, but out of the gates, before we get into terrorists working for our government, staging attacks overseas, open discussions of assassinating U.S. citizens abroad, Barack Obama, you'd been hopeful that there would be a shift away from the neocons. Now we hear continued talk of new wars, expanded wars, continuing torture. He reauthorized the Patriot Act. Who is Barack Obama? Are you disappointed? And who's really running the White House?
Well, that's a good question. Who is Barack Obama? I did have some expectations which have been dashed. I'd home in on the Middle East and right into the Israeli-Arab dispute, the conflict there. He offered some hope that he would take a more realistic view. As a matter of fact, major speech. He said, Israel, no more settlements on the occupied territories. No ifs, ands, or buts. No more settlements. And Netanyahu took his thumb and his other fingers and thumbed his nose at Barack Obama and said, we've stopped working on this little part of East Jerusalem, but now we're going to do a new settlement on this hill and that hill. So for Barack Obama, after a year in office, to tell, I guess it was a Time reporter, in this plaintive tone, I didn't think that the Arab-Israeli thing was so intractable. They both are so stubborn. It's as though he has no leverage, you know. And, you know, $3 billion a year from your tax money and mine that they give to Israel every year, that doesn't give any leverage. Give me a break. So my major fear right now, Alex, is that Netanyahu has to look on this Obama character as a real wuss, you know, a real captive of the Israel lobby in this country. And so what's to prevent Netanyahu from starting a war with Iran with the full expectation that Congress will vote, as it usually does, 492-3 in favor of, defending our, quote, ally, and I use quotation marks because an ally is a country with which another country has a defense agreement, and there is no mutual defense agreement between Israel and the United States, and that's more than just a technicality that does not oblige us to go to war if Israel provokes a war with Iran.
Well, Ray McGovern, you were one of the chief analysts in the morning briefer for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. If you were there sitting in front of the president today, i.e. the American people you're speaking to right now, what's the word with all your intelligence sources and also just analyzing the full spectrum? We see Ahmadinejad saying Israel plans to attack in the spring or summer. We see the communist Chinese saying, that they're basically girding for conflict with the United States. We see Russia now becoming more and more angry at what the West is doing. We see John Kerry dispatched to Israel in a speech to say, look, don't attack. Let us just do crippling sanctions. what are the chances they are going to launch a war? What will it look like? Are we in real danger right now?
It all depends, in my view, Alex, on how Netanyahu and his cohorts there in Tel Aviv view Obama. The incredible traveling back and forth between Washington and Tel Aviv, you have the CIA head, you have the National Security Advisor, you have the Defense Secretary, you have the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You know, it never stops. Biden is either there or going there this week.
Something's being planned.
Well, you know, it seems to me that what's happening is what happened a year and a half ago when Admiral Mullen, just named Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, went to Israel and he said, look, we don't want a war with Iran. So stop listening to Elliot Abrams and Dick Cheney. I'm the head of the U.S. Armed Forces, and I don't want you to provoke war. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm a naval officer, okay? I know what happened on June 8th, 1967, when you tried to sink one of our ships, okay? That's not going to happen again, so don't even think of it. Now, that was amazing, Alex, because that was the first time any senior statesman, any senior military officer ever raised the USS Liberty incident with the Israelis. He read on the Riot Act, and it worked at a time when Cheney and Bush were launching the juggernaut toward war against Iran. And the other thing that helped, of course, in those days was the sensible U.S. intelligence estimate that said, and most people forget this, the estimate said, yeah, Iran had been working on the weapons part of a nuclear program up until the fall of 2003, and then they stopped. And we say that with great confidence. Now, whether they've resumed between 2003 and 2007 when the estimate came out, we're not sure, but we have reasonable confidence that they have not started that again.
Well, Ray, now, I saw that in the paper when it happened, and I don't want to just glaze over it. That's an important point you raised a few minutes ago that I'd really kind of forgotten about. It had gone in the memory hole that Admiral Mullen, and I saw it in the Jerusalem Post, said don't stage an event like the USS Liberty. I mean, that was an amazing statement by a top military officer of don't launch a false flag. And I remember you almost 4 years ago on this show saying, I think Cheney will try to stage a Gulf of Tonkin near the Strait of Hormuz. And then a year and a half later, it came out that right around that time, Cy Hirsch reported it, MSNBC, it was confirmed, wanted to have U.S. Navy SEALs attack U.S. destroyers as a staged provocation. Looks like they only did the fake radio transmission, but that wasn't enough, and the Admiralty, didn't bite, and Fallon didn't bite on it. So flesh that out for people in layman's terms, what it means to have a top military officer go to the Israelis and say, look, don't stage an event.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good that you pointed out Cy Hirsch's reporting, because he also reported that Dick Cheney had proposed, and I don't know how far this got, but proposed painting PT boats, or, you know, these Swift boats with Iranian colors, and having them dropped off by the Israelis in the Persian Gulf and create an incident that way. So all this is very real, and the distinction I would make between what Mullen did a year and a half ago and what he did just two weeks ago, is this. Now he's sounding like, please don't start an attack. It wouldn't be a good idea. Oh, yeah, it's on the table. An attack is on the table. Never mind, Alex, that it's a war crime to attack a country that hasn't attacked you or has no capability of attacking you. It's still on the table, but please, pretty please, it would really be nothing. So the tone has changed. It's not a kind of a forward look. We know what you're up to. Don't even think of it. Now it's, we know what you're up to, but please, this would really create quite a mess. And so that disconcerts me. That really worries me, because, Mullen has been pretty, when he had Fallon out there also, then, things were pretty hard-nosed in the military. The military does not want to get involved with war with Iran, because they know it would be a catastrophe. I at the end of this article I wrote, I compared Iraq and Afghanistan, in light of a war with Iran. Well, Iran would make the war with Iraq and Afghanistan look like a, you know, a girls' volleyball match between Mount St. Ursula and Holy Name Academy. You know, that's how bad it would be.
So what's the word in Washington with all your sources? I mean, clearly they're trying to sell a war. We see it all over the newspapers. It's being pushed. I mean, what are the chances statistically or dead reckoning that they are going to launch an attack? What will that attack look like, and what will the aftermath be?
Well, I would not exclude the Israelis doing what they did on the 9th of June, 1967. The day after the attack on the USS Liberty, that's when they went up on the Golan and took the Golan Heights from Syria. Now, why do I compare that to these days? Well, the U.S. ambassador, the people in Washington, they were all over the Israeli leaders saying, no, okay, all right, you took the side, you took all, please, don't go up on the Golan, for Pete's sake. That would get you involved in that war. Don't do that, okay? And, of course, they had every intention of doing that. And one of the reasons, I believe, that they tried to sink the Liberty is because the Liberty was in position to intercept communications, without which the Israelis couldn't do Golan, okay? So they were sure the U.S. was going to find out about it, and therefore they thought they would nip it in the bud there by sinking a ship. In any case, the situation is very similar now, because there's no guarantee that the Israelis won't go ahead with the full expectation that a lopsided vote in Congress and in the administration. I mean, look who's running the place. It's Rahm Emanuel. Now, to his credit, you know, he's a very patriotic guy. And, you know, when the balloon went up in the first Gulf War, he immediately rejoined the army. Most people don't realize that it was the Israeli army that he joined. And for all I know, he's still a reservist in the Israeli army, probably in intelligence. Now, he's running the White House. Give me a break. So we have a bunch of people who, as I've said before, have great difficulty distinguishing between what they believe to be the strategic necessities of Israel vis-a-vis the strategic needs of our own country. And that is the kind of situation that George Washington himself, our first president, warned about when he talked about passionate attachments of one country to the perceived needs of another.
Absolutely. When he was, of course, first president, they burned effigies of him all over the country. The French tried to foment a rebellion in the U.S. because he would not authorize a new war against the British. He said, no, we want our independence and our freedoms, not to be in an imperial alliance with the French. And these entangling alliances are not what we need to do. And that's what built America. But what's wrong with Israel? I mean, I'm no geopolitical wizard, but I can look at the pieces. It really isn't in Israel's interest. They know Iran doesn't have nukes. Iran even tried to buy the uranium for the power plants from France a few months ago, which proves it wasn't to be used in weapons. Why does Israel want to attack Iran?
It's the last bastion of support for people who in Israel's eyes endanger the state of Israel. It is true that Iran affords a lot of help to Hamas and Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Now, these have been branded terrorist organizations by the U.S., but they're mostly they're so popular because they help the common people, the poor people, and they do have terrorist wings. Now, these terrorists can wreak havoc on Israel, and that's why Israel is doing all this preemptive stuff, including killing 14,000 Gaza, mostly civilians, at the turn of a year ago. So the Israelis would like to take advantage of the opportunity to raise this, this pretext of Iran becoming close to a nuclear weapon to do in the regime there and to make Iran the kind of basket case that they succeeded in getting the Bush administration to make Iraq into.
And we've seen a lot of different breakdowns by analysts of what will happen if Iran is attacked. All of the scenarios are bad, but they go from bad to worse. Briefly, what will happen if Iran is bombarded?
One of the things they'll do, and this would hurt most Americans, significance is that it mined the Straits of Hormuz. And, you know, through that Strait of Hormuz go, I think, 40% of the exported oil to the rest of the world. So you're talking about Japan, China. Talking about some really interesting and powerful countries that would be affected by this, not to mention U.S. People at the gas pump. Now, Admiral Mullen was asked 2.5 years ago, well, couldn't the Iranians blockade the strait there? And he swallowed hard and he said, yeah, they could. But we could take it back within 3 days, probably. Well, right. Well, how are you going to take it back, Admiral Mullen? You're going to send the Marines to scale those cliffs? Where are you going to get the Marines from, Admiral Mullen? You're going to take them out of Afghanistan? There aren't any Marines. So, you know, the situation...
And the Iranians aren't the Iraqis. I mean, they really are going to have focused, sustained counterattacks. And from what I've read, all they've got to do is not mine it. They'll sink a bunch of ships there, and you're not going to get that out in a month.
Sure, they could do that. And, you know, they have all these little boats with rocket launchers on them, and they have coastal defense things that won't quit. These big U.S. ships in the Persian Gulf are sitting ducks, frankly. They're not... if I were the head of the Navy, I'd get them the heck out of there and not make them sitting
what
ducks.
What is it, 13,000 sunburn missiles that can hit all our ships? We'll be right back with Ray McGovern.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Minutes into the next hour, Ray McGovern will leave us. We'll do the rest of the hour live at PrisonPlanet.tv with Mike Rivero. Ladies and gentlemen, I've seen all these big statements out of the State Department and many others. that this is one of the most critical times in world history in the last 200 years. Henry Kissinger has said that. Everything is coming together like a perfect storm, like we saw in the lead-up World War I and World War II. The world economy is plunging. The banks are looting. They need a political distraction like a war. Israel wants a war. Now, you have all that coming together in a perfect storm. How do we avert this? We were finishing up with Ray McGovern on the subject of what Iran would do. Certainly, Ray, they wouldn't stop just with closing the Strait of Hormuz, would they?
No, I think that, you know, they have so many options that it's really hard to predict. I mean, one of the things they could do is cause all kinds of casualties in Iraq. They could do the same in Afghanistan. They could shoot a couple of rockets into Israel, and some people believe that they could destroy the Israeli weapons reactor in Dimona. So, you know, the Israelis can't be really clear about what would happen unless they enlist the U.S. To be at the ready if and when they decide to attack. I think that a lot of their concern, though, even the Israeli concern, is kind of like a synthetic one, you know, manufactured concern. They're whipping up this hysteria, even though the Iranians, poor souls, are having all kinds of trouble trying to enrich their uranium, even to work in a nuclear reactor for electricity. They're whipping up this hysteria because it's something that the U.S. Citizens can be sold on, just like before Iraq. Now, one of the things that's really curious is here's Hillary Clinton, our Secretary of State, out there in Doha, out there in the United Arab Emirates, and she's saying, you know, we recognize that Iran is not a threat to the United States, but it is a threat to our friends and allies. Now, for that, read Israel. And so, you know, why, how is it a threat? Well, if it got one nuclear weapon, you know, that would be a real threat to, an existential threat to Israel, which only has between 200 and 300 deliverable by rocket, by under the sea, by naval aircraft, you know, you name it, deliverable in all kinds of ways. So it's a real stretch, you know, despite the you know, the paranoia or the...
Meanwhile, Pakistan's got quite a few nukes and medium-range delivery systems.
Yeah. Well, even, you know, my friend Robert Gates, who was nominated to be defense secretary right there in 2004, I guess, at the end, well, no, six, right after the terrible election for the Republicans. You know, when he was asked by Carl Levin, the head of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, he said, Mr. Gates, why would Iran want to have a nuclear weapon? And Gates, I guess, thinking more as an analyst rather than a politician, he says, well, look at the map. They're surrounded by countries that have nuclear weapons. There's Pakistan, there's Russia, there's Israel.
Turkey.
Turkey doesn't have the nuclear weapons.
Well, we've got nukes there, yeah.
Yeah, but, and then in the Persian Gulf, you've got the U.S., so they're surrounded. Pakistan, Russia, Israel, and the U.S. and Persian Gulf. Well, that caused all kinds of ripples because Gates should have known that it's not politically correct to mention Israel in this connection, okay? But he did. And, of course, that's a sensible. Look at Iran. Look at it from their point of view. They're named one of the three axes of evil, okay? Now, what happens to North Korea? They have a bomb, nothing. What happens to Iraq? They don't have a bomb.
They get a bomb, they're safe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.